The other part about taxes is that there's a big difference between evasion and avoidance. And I'll say the difference. There's a lot of people right now who are saying, okay, well, tell me I'm going to form a corporation so I can avoid taxes. That's evasion. In other words, if you do something to avoid taxes, that's evasion, as strange as it may seem, even though you think it's avoidance. The intent is you're going to form a corporation, for number one, for protection from lawsuit, but number two, because it allows you to make more money. So if your intent is to make more money, then it's legal to use tax avoidance procedures or tax law. But if you do something purely to minimize taxes, that's evasion. So it goes back to the intent and all this. You don't even have to make money. If I formed a company and it was losing money like crazy, I would still get the tax benefits because my intent, even though I've lost money, was to make money. But if I do something, I form a business just to avoid taxes. That's evasion. So the thing I really want to say here is this. I really believe in paying taxes. I'll say this because I've come to realize that taxes are an expense of living in a civilized society. In other words, our roads, police. You know, if you've ever needed a policeman, you're really glad you paid your taxes. And if you ever need a fireman, you're glad you pay your taxes. And you're glad the schools are being built or somebody's keeping the traffic lights running and keeping the government running and the sewage running, all that other stuff. That's the expense. So taxes are simply an expense. I think what people get upset about is that they have no control. And as I said, the E side has no control. They've lost all control because of security, 1943. And the S side has also lost control because they're not allowed to use the same type of corporate structures that the B side uses. So they're losing control. The reason I like the B side is not that I can avoid taxes, but I have more control over how much I pay, also when I pay it. And that's a very big difference in taxes. It's not about avoidance. It's about control over my taxes. The last thing I want to say is about people doing offshore evasion. I know there's Isle of Man, the Caymans, Bahamas, you know, Nevis and all this stuff. I know about hiding your money in tax-free havens. I just don't do it. I know there's tax-free havens. I'll say it again. I just don't do it. And partly because, you know, my visibility has gone up over the few years. But the other part about it is if you're smart, America is one of the best tax havens there is if you have a good tax attorney and a good tax accountant and you do your planning 1 to 2 years in the future rather than on April 12th when you're going to pay your taxes. If you do your tax planning out far enough and you understand the tax law, America is one of the best tax havens of all. So it's not a matter of trying to do something illegal. It's trying to do something smart. And that's what I recommend. As my rich dad said, it's a lot easier to make money out of jail than in jail. And what I say, I don't want to go to jail. It's a lot more fun outside of jail. And paying taxes is part of the cost of living in a civilized society. I just want some control over it.